Hello.
Hi, Hector.
Yes. Yes.
Hi, it's Areli from Local Splash.
Hi, Areli.
I've been trying to call you back from our call that it got disconnected.
Yeah. I didn't see your call coming in. What number is your number?
877-634-6525.
Your number shows right now here. Let me see.
Can you see the number?
Hello. Your number shows as 714-640-3900. So that's what I say. You call guys come from different numbers, so it's hard to know when you guys call me. I see right now it's 17714. The area is 714-640-3900. So I don't know when you guys calling me. 3900, yeah. 714-3900. And since we got disconnected, I received 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 phone calls since we got disconnected from different numbers. So it's hard for me to know when you guys call me when I receive so many calls from different solicitors, you know, people selling insurance or selling whatever.
Yeah, I was trying to call you right now when it got disconnected, but it got sent me to voicemail. Like, it sounded like a voicemail or like someone pick up.
But oh, really?
I didn't hear I had to hang up since I didn't hear anything. And
yeah, well, thank you for calling back. So let's try to continue.
Are you calling
right now? No.
Okay, 1 second, because I see here the report that you're calling. Let me just tell him I have you on the line.
Oh, before you call me, right, like 30 seconds before, I was calling and somebody respond, but I told her that I already talked to you, and I hang up.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Maybe they have a way to track the calls and know that I was already talking to you. I don't know. So, are you there?
Yes, aware.
Yeah. You know,
so they don't
call you again.
Okay,
thank you. So, you know, all what I need to know is have access to my dashboard and Google Guarantee and see how we're doing. That's so simple. But it seems so difficult. So, what do you think? What we can do here?
Okay. Let me send you a text message with the link that my team sent me right now. From the dashboard. Let me know once you receive the text message.
But that's going to be in my phone. That's going to be in my phone. Why you don't send me an email so I can access the computer?
Let me see if I can send it through email. It's because it's just a simple text, a simple page, and the emails is a little bit more elaborated. It's much easier to send a text message. But, yeah, I can send it through email. Let me just open it up 1 second. Okay, it will be sent to the email. propainter@gmail.com, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I sent you the email. Let me know when you receive it. Either the text message or the email, has they arrived?
Let me say the email has not arrived. Let me say the text message. The text has arrived.
Okay.
I click on that one. When I click on that, it shows a page that say Google Local Services Ad. And get customer, get more customers here, hot service, you can.
It should take you to the link from the page that I sent you right now. The screenshot that I sent you where you see the impressions.
Yeah, I click on that. Click on what you asked me to click, and it shows some business details. But a window to get more customer pop up right away. Try to sell me something, I guess. Okay, let's business detail again. Business name. Should I put my business name?
Okay.
Business registration option, phone number. I guess my phone number, or?
Are you opening it from the computer or the phone?
The phone.
Okay, the computer. Can you check if the email arrived?
Yeah, arrived. All right, let's click on the computer link. All right. I see a window that says leads.
Okay, this shows the link to the page that I sent you before. Is it lead box?
It's a lead. I am the lead box, but it shows me the last two leads, a list.
Okay, on the next to leads, do you see a few lines to it?
Yes.
Okay, let's click on those lines and let's go to the bottom where it says report.
It's in the middle, report, right?
Yes, it's over in the middle-ish.
I see the reports now. And it shows some boxes and graphic. And
okay, that's the page that, remember the screenshot that I sent you before?
Yeah, it's similar, yeah.
Okay, on the top right side to it, a little bit, on the one of the top boxes, it has a date as from last month. If you click on it, the little drop-down arrow is going to give you a few options. This week, last month, or custom.
Yes, got
if
it.
If you click this month, it's going to give you a few options from this month. And last month, of course, the information from last month of January.
Okay, I see that this month. And that's exactly the window you sent me.
Okay, in there you can see the impressions from the current month that you're looking for and all the information as well.
Okay, yeah, I see what you sent me earlier. But that what is telling me that 1,027 people have seen my app open on the window? And 100% of this one has been what?
From this current month, yes. If you click on the impressions from last month, it's going to show 3,015. It shows different. That's the ending of last month of January impressions. That amount that is showing from this month, of course, is going to be increasing or it's going to be changing because the month it's not over yet.
Okay.
So periodically, you can see the breakdowns in there of the impressions of how it's showing on the internet and on Google.
And it shows here the leads.
Correct.
Nicole
it shows
Carillon.
You right here the leads.
Yeah, okay. Can I have a communication with these people through here? Or not at all?
You can reply to the clients right there.
I see that. Okay, when I try to reply, I just put hi Nicole. That's the one. It pop up a little bar, and the bar says that it disappeared right away, really fast. You don't even see that. You don't. It disappeared really fast. That I don't have permission. So it doesn't let me communicate with the customers.
From right there, can you send me the screenshot from the error that you're getting on this link that I just sent you so I can review with our Google team? It's the same one that you're getting from the when you reply directly from the text message?
Yeah. I received this Nicole Carillon text, and I responded back a few days ago using my phone, but she never responded back to me. So I've been trying to get to the, I assume for some reason the communication doesn't close on the phone. So I thought maybe if I get to the dashboard, Google Guarantee directly, I can communicate with the customer. Now Nicole sent me a text. And then I just responded right now, hi Nicole, just hi Nicole. And when I get to the send button, it say you don't have permission to edit it, please contact the administrator of this account. So I don't have permission to send text from here. Why?
It should allow you to. Let me go ahead and check out with my team to see what's going on.
Let me take a picture of that now. It's still there, the message.
Okay. But as well, in this link is when you can see the whole impressions from the account directly.
What is your phone number? 877?
Yes, 877-635-6225.
All right. I send you the screen when I try to communicate with this customer, and it shows the little message, the notification that shows up when I try to put my cursor in the send button. And the send button never highlights. It's still, like a dull, opaque. And it says, you don't have permission to edit it. Please contact the administrator of this account. So I guess you guys are the administrator or they are the administrator. Who is the administrator?
We are.
You guys block me to have an access to this?
No, we don't block you.
So why do I have access to this?
We are the administrator, but we will need to check with Google why you don't have the access to it. Why it's giving you this error message as you have already access to the account. We have given you the access before as we send you the invite.
Can we solve this problem, please? Can you give me full access to my account in Google Guarantee, please?
You did send me the text, the screenshot of the error that you're getting, right?
Yeah, I did send it to you. Just look for it, please.
Okay. Let me go ahead and double check. Oh, it hasn't arrived yet. Let me refresh again. Let me see. Okay, I see the image here. Let me go ahead and check. You don't have permission to edit. Please contact the administrator. Okay. Okay, Hector?
Yeah?
Alrighty. I was checking up here in the account. We are able to give you full access. As for right now, we have been instructed in the account to give partial access, which as I'm looking at the account right now, that's the access that it was given to you. Now, for you to have full access, as have the own, the full control of the account, there is a fee that it needs to be covered of $99. So you can have full control of the account.
Why? What do you mean full control? So you guys are not going to do the registration anymore?
No, we can manage still the account. Since we are managing the account right now, that's why there hasn't been any charge for full control. But it does require
Why I have to pay you for full control?
Also, Also, the process why I have does to pay take you? Around 2 weeks to be completed.
Why it takes so long? This is my account. Why I have to pay for full access?
The process for this, it needs to be sent through Google. Google is the
but
one
why?
That does the
I mean,
access.
This is my account
request,
that I pay you guys
send
to administrate.
Your email. I'm sorry?
Okay, this is ridiculous. This is getting so ridiculous. Why you guys are blocking me to have an access to the account? Why you do that? Why are you not responding?
I'm checking the account here with one second.
Why you are restricting me? You are restricting me to have access to my own account and then you want to get paid to give me access? This is my account. I can take you guys out of the business completely and do this to myself directly with Google. So don't do that to me. Give me with your supervisor. I don't talk to them about it. Why you have to pay for access or something that I can do myself?
Okay, one second.
It's not like you guys have been doing a great help because it's been so hard to just to communicate with you guys.
Okay, allow me just a moment, please. One moment, I'm still here with you. I apologize for the long waiting. I'm checking up if my supervisor is available at the moment. Okay, since he is available right now, I'm just waiting for him to let me know so I can transfer out the call, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, he said that he's finishing up a call. He should be able to call you back in 5 minutes. As soon as he's completed with the other call.
I need to know the number he's going to call me from. Otherwise, I'm most likely going to miss it.
Yeah, the number that he should be calling from is 877-635-6225. That's our number. I understand another numbers are coming up as on the dashboard, on the phone line, but that's the number.
It doesn't show that number. It shows a different number. At least what you call just a different number. Who is the person that is in charge of my account? The main person. Who is that person?
Harry.
What is your name?
Terry. P-E-R-R-Y.
Terry. Okay. What is Terry's phone number? I'm going to call her directly in case this supervisor never called me back. Or I missed the call.
Terry is the supervisor in charge of the account.
She's the one.
We don't have extensions. It's our number, 877-635-6225.
You have an extension.
He doesn't have an extension.
It doesn't have an extension either. What is your name?
Aureli.
Aureli.
Uh-huh.
And you are from Google Guarantee?
Local Splash, the Google Guarantee team. Yes, I told him about the phone line not showing the correct one, which he told me we should report it. But as well, he should be coming from our support line, the 877-635-6225.
Can you repeat the support line? 877 what?
635-6225.
Okay. And how, if I want to talk to Terry, how I can ask for her? Call this number and ask for Terry?
Yes. Perry. It's with the P.
A Perry with P.
Perry.
Paul.
Uh-huh.
And she is the supervisor in charge of my account?
He. Uh-huh.
Oh, it's a guy.
Uh-huh.
My headset just died. So I'm going to put you in speaker. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds echoing, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I put you in speakerphone because my headset just died.
Ah. Yeah, he said he's going to call you right now, and the number that should be calling is from 877-635-6225. I will go ahead and report the number. You mentioned the one this line came from. It's 714-640-3900, right? When I called you back right now?
Yeah, it's a different number, yeah.
Okay, I'll go ahead and check with my tech team. In the meantime, he should be calling you through this number in around a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. Go ahead and let him know to call you back right now, okay?
All right.
Thank you.